Hi everybody, it's Tom from Cricket Coach 365 and welcome to our latest podcast. Hi everybody, it's Tom from Cricket Coach 365 and welcome to our latest podcast. Today we are very privileged because we've got a mother and daughter combination, and I'm very privileged because I know Joe and Emily because they've been part of our cricketing lives the last 10 years or so. So hello to Joe, hello Emily, how are you both? Just checking you're still there. That's good to hear that it's not just the Wi-Fi today. But we're going to, we always do the same thing, which is ask our guests the very first question, exactly the same question. So, Emily, I'm going to ask you, because you're more of the player in the family than your mum. And the question that we always ask our guest is, so can you go back to your earliest recollection of your first experience of cricket and tell our listeners where it was, what it was, and sort of go from there.
Yeah. So I started cricket very early, as soon as I could pick up a bat, really. I've got a picture of me at Birkenhead Park when I was 4 with all my brother's cricket gear on, which I put on myself. I have 5 older brothers who all play cricket, and my mum had me, a girl, and I think she thought she had a ballet dancer in the making. But she was quite relieved when I followed in my brother's footsteps and played cricket. I was actually at Simply Cricket Club with my mum and dad when I was 1 day old. My mum also had to score at Simply with two of my brothers play with me sat on her knee. I started coaching at Warrington Sports Club as soon as they would let me in, which I think was when I was about 7. And then not long after that, I started playing for the under-9s boys team. I think my favourite is bowling, but I do love batting too. I have been with Warrington ever since, but also played for Atherton Ladies. And I was also in the under-13s Cheshire Cricket squad for 2 years. I will be in my second year of under-15s Cheshire this year, if I'm lucky enough to get selected. For the past 2 years, I have played in the men's senior teams, which I really enjoyed. I started in the fourth team, and because I played so well, I got a few wickets opening the bowling. I earned a place in the men's third team. I also opened the bowling here and played a handful of matches for the second team.
Wow, well, what a career for somebody so young. And I've just needed to remind myself that you are only still 14. You have played for 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 different sides, and you've played senior cricket already, not just women's cricket at Appleton, but also for the men's teams at Warrington. So what an amazing career you've had for someone so young, and what an amazing sort of inspiration that you are for you know, for girls of your age and even older, because I think you've been part of the inspiration for Warrington trying to get a women's and ladies softball team together, which, you know, we're going to try to resurrect this year, having had very little opportunity last year. So let me ask you a couple of questions about you know, that all that cricket that you've crammed in into such a young person. I'm not going to ask you to remember, you know, when you were 1 day old, because even that's a bit asking a bit too much, but maybe from when you were about 6 or 7 and you started playing at Warrington. So just tell the listeners as much as you can remember about that earliest time of playing under nines, because I think I'm right in saying that you were 1, if not 2, or if maybe the only girl playing at that time. Was that right?
Yeah, I think I was the only girl, and we started in a little... They do dancing in there now, in a little room in the clubhouse, just playing with a tennis ball, catching and trying to hit the ball. Probably missed it a few times, but that's okay. And I think it was you that coached me back then.
I think Ian Buttress might have been involved as well at that time, you know, trying to get the really young ones to, yep, you know, get interested in the club.
So it was an indoor session that... was done in the club for the younger ones. This is before All Stars, but you remember that as being one of your first memories, yeah?
Yeah, I remember trying to hit the tennis balls off the little tees and probably hitting the tees more than I actually hit the tennis ball.
Well, I think any young cricketer who knows what a batting tee is will be able to relate exactly to what Emily's saying, because it's a lot more fun. It gets a lot more laughs when you hit the tee further than you hit the tennis ball, because you're trying to hit it so hard. And I mean, you know, I still do that now, which makes the kids laugh when I do it. But it's a lot more fun, is it not, Emily, to see the tee flying past somebody than it is the tennis ball. Yeah, exactly. So that was the very first thing you remember, that indoor experience with tennis balls off tees inside. Probably, if I was involved, I was probably ducking for cover. If Ian was involved, he was probably swearing under his breath. And then you started playing pairs cricket. So what do you remember, if anything, about your earliest recollections of playing pairs cricket for the under nines?
I just remember, I think it was when I was about nine, some more girls started to join. I think there was two more girls that joined when I was under nines, and we'd always get paired together, and then when we'd come in, people would think, oh, it's two girls, we'll be able to get them out easily. But then we actually showed them up quite a few times and hit them all over the place.
And that's something I think that's something you've continued to do throughout your career since. But so what did it feel like being either one of the first two girls or the very first girl playing in a, you know, an all boys team with the exception of yourself and against predominantly boys? What was that like for you?
It felt good, because obviously people think that the boys are going to be stronger than the girls, but then when you actually play against them and they're bowling at you and you do hit it far, or you're bowling at them and they miss the ball and you get them out, feels good to do that, because then they feel stupid as well, because they've made a laugh saying, oh, it's a girl, we'll be able to get them out easily, but then we actually do the opposite and get them out.
Brilliant answer, absolutely superb answer. And what about the importance of family and friends for you as that kind of young 9-year-old playing pairs cricket? How important is having a supportive family? You know, it's a bit of a leading question considering you sat next to your mum, but how important is it having a supportive family, and also, you know, making friends in that environment that makes you want to go come back?
Scored most of the games, and my dad was on the sideline walking around, probably tutting a few times because I missed the ball or bowled the wide. But he thought I could bowl a perfect ball every ball, but I don't think anyone can really do that. And
friends, what about friends?
I made quite a few friends through the cricket. I think I became close with the boys then rather than the girls, because I think the other two girls, they went to the same school, so they became close, and then I became closer with the boys, and I'm still in quite a lot of friendships with the boys now as I was then.
Which is a great, I think, a great story to be told just by itself, really, because that's, you know, five years plus of building friendships through cricket. Where, you know, essentially you were or have been pretty much the only girl. So it shows that the boys have actually accepted you and you've accepted them and become good mates, which is, you know, an essential part of the game, is it not? Would you agree?
Yes, definitely, because I find it would be difficult if I didn't fit in with all the boys just playing on my own, but obviously playing in the team, but them not accepting me there, but they all accept me very well.
Now I'm going to embarrass.
A good example of that.
Sorry, Joe. Go on.
Sorry, I think a good example of that is we're trying to set up an All Stars, which some of the young ones we've asked to join and help out at the All-Stars, and they've all, well, pretty much all of them have said, yes, I'll do it if Emily's doing it, basically, which is nice for her.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Again, it just shows that kind of leadership and that respect and that sort of friendship that you've got in place with a bunch of these lads who you didn't know at all when you were 7 or 8 year old. But now, you know, at the ripe old age of 14, you know, you're good mates. So I'm going to embarrass you a little bit now, because I know that you've had a few moments of, you know, exceptional success on the field. With the ball in hand, especially. A bit like a hole in one in golf, getting a hat trick as a bowler is a pretty unique and special occasion. Now, you've not just done that once, have you, Emily, in your career to date?
No, I think I've done it 3 times so far.
So, which of those hat tricks? I mean, 3 times, everybody listening, not twice, not once, 3 times. But of those 3 times, which wicket was your favourite, if there was one?
I think it's got to be the one when I was playing for Cheshire, because we were at Malvern and I had a bet with one of their players. She said to me, I bet you £1.50 that you won't get me out tomorrow. And I was like, okay, bet. And then the day came, I think she just scooped it up straight to mid-off, and I was like, see you later. And then 2 more batters came in and just missed straight ones, so that was probably my highlight hat trick for Cheshire. But she never gave me the £1.50, which I was quite disappointed in.
Well, I'm sure you'll remember the name. So if you ever come across her again, I'm sure you'll say that you know, everyone should pay their debts. However, I don't want anybody to be encouraged to get into gambling, because that's not exactly the right role model. But good for you to have remembered that and to have taken a hat trick for Cheshire. I know you've taken a hat trick. I remember your first hat trick, I think, for Warrington. When you might have only been about 11 or 12. And I do remember your dad doing what you said he was he's known for, of kind of patrolling the boundary rope. But even he had to smile and, you know, admire that performance on that occasion. So tell us a little bit about more recent years then. So, you know, last year was an interesting challenge because of the pandemic and the delay to the start of the season. So how did 2020 go for you?
I think 2020 was definitely one of my favourite seasons that I've played so far, because I think I started the year playing for the fourth team for the seniors, and then by the end I ended up playing for the second team, which was a good experience, opening the bowling for the second team. I got hit around the park a few times, but I think I took 1 wicket in the 3 games that I played, which felt really good. And I also loved playing under 15s, because we all created really good friendships, I feel like, last year, because we hadn't really seen any of our friends from school. We all created a really good friendship with friends from cricket. So I feel like last year was a really good year for all, like, not only playing cricket, but the friendship basis of cricket as well.
Yeah, well, again, very well expressed. You know, very impressive the way you speak, Emily, for someone so young. And I think the importance of friendships for anybody who either play sport themselves or their family, their children play sport. Yeah, that's such an important part of it. If you know, cricket is one of those sports where you spend so much time on the field that it paves the way in many cases to make friendships for life. And I really hope that, you know, whilst you're, you know, still only a teenager, that, you know, as long as you play cricket, you'll stay friends with the majority of people who you've forged friendships with already. So what about playing women's cricket? So tell us a little bit about your experiences of playing women's cricket, and when did that start, and some highlights that you can recollect.
So because I was about, 12?
Yeah.
12 when I started playing women's cricket, because I was playing Cheshire, and my captain for my women's team, it was my Cheshire coach at the time, so she said, come down and play women's cricket. So for the first year, I just did some training with them because I wasn't old enough to play in actual matches yet. And then I think the first year I played, I only played a few games because they only had one team there. And in those few games, I got quite a few wickets. And I'm not sure if I scored many runs because I don't think I had the opportunity to bat because they were all really strong batters at the top of the order. But then the next year, they got a second team, which was really good because I played most weeks for the second team. And then I started getting about a couple of wickets every game. So then I got promoted to the first team, which felt good playing with all the people, some girls that I knew from Cheshire and some older women that were really good at cricket as well.
So what's it like when you're one of the younger ones? You know, I would imagine that some of those players that you're playing alongside are almost, you know, twice your age, if not older than that. So what's that feel like, you know, when things go well or when things don't go so well? What's it like being on the field with people from a different age ranges?
It's good. I think I'm the youngest player for Appleton, and then the next oldest is under 18s, I think. So it's good when things are going well. They're all really supportive. I remember when I scored my hat-trick, we were obviously in Corona times, but we all celebrated from a distance, doing high fives from a distance, which was really good because we're all really supportive. And then when things don't go so well as well, it's also good because there's a few older ones that can make, like, tell you it's okay and you can come back on later and show them what you really like. You're just having a bad little spell and you'll come back better later.
And would you say that there's any difference between that kind of support from the women's team compared to the men's team? Is there a different style, a different approach? Any lessons that you can share with any of our listeners?
Yeah, I definitely think that you can be closer with the women and speak to them about more. But then I also think that I'm definitely closer with the men's team than I am with the women's team. Someone called John Burgess that everyone loves, and he's very supportive of my bowling. He tells me when I'm doing rubbish, and he tells me when I've done all right sometimes, I suppose.
Are the women more patient than the men?
Yeah, definitely. So when I do something wrong in the women, they can support me, whereas the men go off tutting, but I've just been told that you've got to ignore them and tell them that I've probably got more wickets than I have.
Yeah, or in your case, Emily, just give them a look.
Yeah.
That generally tends to get the message across, I think. But yeah, that's interesting to hear that the support from both your teammates in the men's team and in the women's team, but it's slightly different in the way in which it's managed or communicated, depending upon whether it's something you've done well or something you've not done so well or things haven't gone so well. But it's good to hear that you get support, particularly again remembering that you are, you know, so young compared to most of your teammates. How many games a week, if you had the choice and they had the opportunity, how many games a week would you play?
Probably 4 games a week and then train the other 3 days of the week. 7 days a week, definitely I would play cricket.
So it's fair to say that you really love the game, yeah?
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously we have to be careful in terms of managing your workload and not putting too much stress on your body, etc. You're still growing, so we've got to be careful with all of that. So again, just be mindful. Anyone listening who's listening to Emily's every word, you know, an aspiration to play every day is brilliant, but you just got to be careful, especially around the age that Emily is, that you're not overdoing it, and particularly when it comes to bowling. But it's great to have that in, to hear about that enthusiasm. So is there somebody that in the professional game, either men's or women's, that you look up to and think, oh, yeah, they're an amazing player? If there was anybody, who would you say?
Definitely for women, it'd be Sophie Eccleston, because I remember, is it Alvanley where?
Yeah.
I played against Alvanley when I was about 10, 11, and I think all the boys thought, oh, we'll be able to hit this quite far because it's a girl bowling, and I think I got 3 wickets that game. And then after, Sophie Eccleston came over to me and said, if you keep going how you're going, I'm sure you'll do well in your career and in the future. And I got a picture with her, and now obviously she's playing for England, and I think she's one of the best bowlers in the world. And for the men, I think probably Ben Stokes, because I love the way that he bats, just smashes the ball everywhere, even cricket when you're not meant to, but he still does.
Yeah, well,
and he's really good at all.
So he's great. 2 great examples for different reasons, but yeah, Sophie Eccleston. We've still not managed to get Sophie onto the podcast, but maybe now you've given her such a lovely shout out, she'll have no option other than to say yes. Maybe because you've been so complimentary about Ben Stokes, I should reach out to Ben Stokes as well. So two great examples. Very different players, and very different qualities, but two great examples who play for England and doing really well at the moment. I mean, Sophie's in New Zealand with the England women as we speak, actually, and Ben's in India with the men's team, although they were chasing leather a lot today when Rahane and Rohit Sharma were batting. So in terms of any goals you set yourself? I mean, do you that? Do you each season, you know, as we get closer to hopefully the 2021 season starting around about May time, have you got any goals for this year for yourself, or is that not the kind of thing you do?
I don't really set goals for like the future, but in the year that is coming up, I'd love to be able to play another year for County and hopefully get onto the academy this year and be able to improve my game in an academy as well, doing fitness as well as just the playing side of cricket, doing fitness and improving my
stamina,
yeah.
Oh, your physical stamina?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, what about your mental stamina? Because that needs practice as well, doesn't it? So, you know, I'm a great believer in mental strength and resilience, because in sport in general, whatever level you play, but cricket in particular, tests and challenges you mentally. So the more experience you get of not just successes, but perhaps the more experiences of things that don't go well, provide you with brilliant learning opportunities to stretch your mind and make sure that you remember it's not just about the outcome, it's about the application, it's about the process, it's about what leads up to that end result. And you probably heard people say about, you know, only control the things you can control. So when you got a ball in your hand and you're about to run in, then you can control that. But when you're batting, you can't control how the ball is going to come down at you. So if you get nicked off to a good ball, then, you know, as long as you've tried your best, doesn't matter, does it? You can still learn from that.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've got some goals for Cheshire. Any other goals?
Not really. I'd like to be able to continue playing second team for the men and hopefully get a few more wickets this season. And even if they do, smack me all over the park, keep going and keep trying to get them out, and then show them who's boss.
Brilliant. And what about this little crew of people that you've managed to get together to help with the junior coordinators for All Stars? What kind of goals or objectives have you got there?
Oh yeah, we're doing some All Stars, so we're gonna start coaching children. Are they like 5 to 8 year olds? So hopefully we can get a few girls there as well as boys and try inspire them to become good cricketers with the hard ball as well as softball in the future, and be able to hopefully follow in my footsteps.
Well, what an amazing young person you are. I'm going to turn to your mum now and just, as Emily's mum, how proud are you listening to her describe all of her recollections and memories and views of cricket? Based on the fact that she's only 14, but she's packed in so much. And I know she was a bit nervous before we came on. So, just describe, put in words how proud you are of Emily sitting there, Jo.
That has been absolutely brilliant today, I must admit, knowing how nervous she was and coming on, and it's actually brought a tear to my eye a couple of times with some of the things that she said. It's lovely. I just feel like she's such a lovely girl, such a good player, and I just want to, I'm proud that she's going to continue with it.
Yeah, well said, before you well up. I think
I'm going.
I think you've done an amazing job in your career so far, on and off the field, Emily. And I'm just lucky to be a very small part in that kind of community of people who are involved in, you know, helping young people like you enjoy the game and enjoy it for as long as possible. I think it's brilliant you've made so many friends. I think it's brilliant that you've had so much experience of playing at different clubs for different teams. I think it's also brilliant that you've still got ambition, you've still got goals and challenges you want to set yourself. And I think it's also brilliant that finally that you kind of seen that you can play that role model position with the youngsters that are just starting out as a 5 to 6 year old, just like you did, you know, 9-10 years ago. So it's been a real joy to have the opportunity to chat with you, and I would echo what Joe said in terms of how impressed I've been listening to you, and I'm sure that will be this echoed by people who listen to this podcast when we release it. So for those of you who have who do follow us, please continue to follow and support the podcast series. And if you like a particular episode, then please do a review on Apple Podcasts and share that with all your friends. So Emily, in particular, thank you ever so much for your contribution. And Joe, thanks for all your support. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody. As a reminder, each Cricket Coach 365 podcast will be released every Friday at 6 p.m. on Spotify and Apple Play. After listening, please leave us a positive review on Spotify and share it with your friends and contacts. You can also follow us on Instagram at cricket_coach365. Have a great day.